Well, hey, folks, welcome to this special essay edition of the podcast. So here's something I want to start doing on occasion. Whenever I write an essay that I find to be somewhat impactful, I want to share it with you through the podcast. Now, you can always find these essays, each and every one of them, in the article section of jasonrightnow.com. And I hope you will check that out. But I also realize that not everyone wants to consume their material this way. Sometimes we just want to listen. And so therefore, I'm going to record this as an in-between episode to let you in on this most, I don't want to say most important, I don't want to overstate it or anything, but it was a pretty vulnerable essay for me to write. And I thought I would share it with you as the first of the essay installments of the podcast. And I want to give you a little bit of background on this. So I have become a huge, huge Foo Fighters fan, even though I think their first album actually came out while I was in college and I graduated in 97. So you do the math. That was a long freaking time ago. I have just now, probably in the last year or so, even though I always appreciated the Foo Fighters, it's only within the last year or so that I've really become a true Foo Fighter fan. And more than that, I'm a really, really big fan of their founder and lead singer, Dave Grohl. I think he is an amazing songwriter. He is a virtuoso musician. Did you know? Here's a Foo Fighters fun fact. Wow, I just made that up. That's a lot of F's. Foo Fighters fun fact. And then I just messed it up by nearly saying Food Fighters. So here's a Foo Fighters fun fact. Did you know that their very first album, Dave Grohl actually recorded every single instrument himself, laid down all the tracks, produced the album, the demo tape, and sent it out to stations? He did that entire thing by himself. If I'm not mistaken, it's been a long time since I read this story, but I think what he did was like he was kind of figuring out what to do after Kurt Cobain had died and there was no more Nirvana. And so he created Foo Fighters, and this was the first studio album that he actually produced himself. So pretty, pretty flipping amazing. Well, the latest track that they have out is Waiting on a War. At least I think so. It came out in 2021, I'm pretty sure. And maybe they've had something come out since then that I'm not aware of. But either way, it's the one that I'm really, really into right now. I have liked this song ever since the first time I heard it. It just had this really profound impact on me. I think there's so many things that this song could mean to so many different people, but it really had a powerful meaning for me. And so I wanted to capture this emotion and these thoughts that I was having with regard to this song. And I did it in the form of an essay that I've written and I'm going to use as the first installment of the little mini episode of The Jason Wright Show to share with you all. And it's called, Are You Waiting on a War? So with that, let's get started. I've got something hanging from my microphone, though you all listening can't see it. It's driving me crazy. So those of you who are watching on YouTube, that's what was happening there. I think I had a piece of hair on my microphone cover. I am ADD and that will distract me. So with that, are you waiting on a war? I'm a guy who gets really moved by powerful music. Sometimes there's a concerto by Mozart that helps me chill out. Sometimes it's something as down home as Don Williams' Good Old Boys Like Me that takes me back to my gran and pop's house when I was a child. For the moment, the song is Waiting on a War by the Foo Fighters. Man, I love this song. It has had a really profound impact on me like no song has in a while. Maybe it's just because I can relate to it so well. The song was inspired by a conversation between Foo Fighters founder and lead singer Dave Grohl and his daughter. He once said in a statement, and I quote, "Last fall, as I was driving my daughter to school, she turned to me and asked, 'Daddy, is there going to be a war?' My heart sank as I realized that she was now living under the same dark cloud that I had felt 40 years ago. I wrote Waiting on a War that day. Every day, waiting for the sky to fall. Is there more to this than that? Is there more to this than just waiting on a war? Because I need more. We all do. This song was written for my daughter, Harper, who deserves a future, just as every child does." End quote. Now back to me. The first war I remember waiting on was with my father to disown me. My dad had a way of dealing with people who had wronged him. He often spoke of his methodology. He would say he was going to write them off. Once Frank Wright Jr. wrote you off, there was no coming back. He had written you off for good. He never clarified whether this applied to me or not. The history of my childhood and into adulthood has proven it did only to, even if only temporarily. There have definitely been moments of my father writing me off. So I spent my entire adolescence trying to keep my father from writing me off. The more common term would be to disown me, I suppose. I was in constant fear of my dad disowning me. This fear followed me throughout my adulthood life. I would do almost anything to keep my father from disowning me. This really wasn't fair to either of us. I want to give him the benefit of the doubt and believe he would never fully disown me. For that matter, anything that might resemble disowning me was probably a self-protective measure. I like to believe him writing me off was his way of protecting himself from any pain I might cause him. I think he spent a lot of his life waiting on a war with me. Waiting on this war has caused so much damage between my dad and I. We currently don't speak very often. How can you fully love someone you are constantly waiting on a war with? In matters of international diplomacy, we can never fully call someone an ally who we imagine the potential of a war with one day. As I look back on my life, I realize there are a lot of wars I've been waiting on. Waiting on these wars has held me back so many times. There has to be more to this than that, to take a line from the song. Waiting on this war with my dad has definitely impacted my relationship with him. Even to this day, my wife has to listen to me prepare for my visits to his and my stepmom's home. I go there waiting on a war. This means I have to prepare my defenses. I have to plan out a strategy. I have to be tactical. Most importantly, I can be free. I can't be free just to love him. After all, I'm waiting on a war with him. What war might you be waiting for? I look at the world today and I see so many people waiting on wars. If they can't find one, they will wage one. They see a potential war around every corner. It's sad. Even though this is the most amazing time to be alive, many can't enjoy it. Why? They are waiting on a war. Rarely do we fight the wars we once did. Even if World War III came to pass, it would look much different than I, as a child of the 80s, would have imagined it back when I was a kid. Now the wars are with our neighbors. Today, wars are reserved for the people within our own homes. How can we ever fully love and be loved if we are constantly waiting on a war? If we can stop waiting on a war, if we can stop waiting on a war, we can then and only then be truly free. To be free, we must put down our arms. We must stop waiting on a war. Want to fully love your spouse? Don't wait for a war with her. Want to truly love your children? Stop waiting on a war with them. Want to better coexist in this thing we call society? Quit waiting on a war with the members of it who don't think, act, or look exactly like you. Stop waiting on a war with your children. I'm a father now myself. My daughters are 20 and 21. We've had many battles. I'm sure both of them would categorize some of these battles as all-out wars. At this stage of their life, my wife constantly warns me, although she doesn't use these exact words, stop waiting on a war. She repeatedly tells me, don't do to them what your father did to you. Instead, just love them. Love them freely. Quit expecting the sky to fall on my relationship with them. I have had to learn to stop waiting on a war with them. There has to be more to this than that. There has to be more than just waiting on a war. I implore you to examine your life. What wars are you waiting on? What if you conceded there is no war? The war only exists in your mind. Like Dave Grohl, I grew up during the Cold War era. We lived waiting on a real war, The kind where things blow up and lots of people die. As an adult, I realize we still wait on wars, but these are the kind that kill your soul. They take away your joy. They kill relationships. As with all wars, they freaking suck. I want to stop waiting on a war with my dad. I hope I can. I hope he can. Until then, I'm going to keep repeating Dave Grohl's words in my head every time I feel the anticipation of a war arrives. There has to be more to this than that. Thanks for listening. Just wanted to love everyone. Is it more to this than that? Is it more to this than that? Is it more to this than that? Is it more to this? More to this? More to this than just waiting on a war? Toy gun. Is it more?